Episode 2032, A Journey of Discovery.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. It is a brand new day, and it's a brand new week. It is Mindset Monday. Are you ready to get in the game of life? It's all about a journey of discovery. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, life is a journey of discovery, a rainbow of challenges stirring your heart, tantalizing your mind, engaging your body, and thrilling your spirit. As much as challenges scare us, they also show that we are alive. Challenges give purpose to us every day. Now, initially, I know what you're thinking. Oh, if I had no challenges, that would be great. It would make life so much easier. I don't want challenges. I'm done with it. Give me easy. But would it make life easier? Possibly. In the beginning. However, the journey of discovery would lessen, causing you to become settled and bored with where you are in life. There would be no incentive to be your best selfie or stretch yourself in knowledge, thoughts, and actions. Discovery is the process of finding something unexpectedly or in the course of a search. A journey of discovery is ignited by the challenges in your everyday. Yesterday, my cat, oh my goodness, we have three cats. This is our middle child cat. We've got Skittles, Snickers, and then Grey Ghost. There's a story for all of them, but we're going to talk about Snickers today. She thinks she is the master of all cats. In fact, she probably thinks she's a mountain lion. She just thinks she's got it all under control. And she is very smart at times. And then at other times, she's like, seriously? But yesterday, she ran into a challenge. She jumped off the couch to the recliner because she ultimately was headed towards me, and I was on the other side from where she was sitting. And so she was in the hearth room, and she had to get from the couch all the way past the bar over to where I was standing. And so she jumps from the couch to the recliner onto the floor, and then decided she was not just going to walk on the floor to me, but she jumped up to the tall bar chairs and began walking from one bar chair to the next and to the next. Well, there's five of them. She made it to the third one, and all of a sudden it began to rock back and forth, back and forth. Now, understand, this is on a concrete floor. It's a very unique floor. It's very interesting. But anyway, it's a concrete floor. And so where that chair was sitting, it was just a little uneven. And so it began to rock and she just froze. I mean, her eyes got real big like, this has never happened before. I've jumped on this chair how many times? And what am I going to do? I mean, her eyes were screaming, this hasn't happened. But she just paused and she gained her balance and thought, okay, I got this. And then she proceeded to go to the next chair and finally reached the chair right next to me. She sat down and realized her normal route wasn't so normal after all in her mission to come and get to me to snuggle with me. Then I look at SpaceX. Yeah, we go from a kitty cat to SpaceX, but why not? We can do that. SpaceX had their splashdown yesterday on Sunday, the splashdown of the Endeavor. And of course, it was named by the astronauts Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken. And that whole mission, the 2 months that they were gone, was all about testing. It was a test flight. They weren't up there to stay for an extended period of time. Their mission was to test the Dragon, to see what now the capsule Endeavor, what they named it, could handle. They had to fix a few things and bring things up, and they did other testing, all in the journey of discovery. Life is a journey of discovery. And you know it's going to throw twists and turns, loops and drops and dips. In all of it, though, you got to own your own actions. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Own your own actions. We would love life to be so easy where everything is spelled out. Little to no thought would make decision-making super easy. It would be like, okay, I've got to prepare for school. Okay, this is what I need for the kids. Check off, check off, check off. But now I know already you're thinking, Christine, let's not discuss this right now. It's not going to put me in a good mood. It's a brand new week. I want to start with some good energy in my body. I know, take a deep breath. Only if life was so easy, but it's not about being easy. It's about the simple strategies, consistency, and perseverance that keeps you on and in the journey of discovery. I like to look at life as full of smiles and frowns, and it's all determined by how you show up for the rainbows of challenges. You know, because you can look at somebody or you can look at a smile or a frown, and whether you have it right side up or upside down, you've got one or the other. It's what? Perspective. So how do you own your own actions? What does that look like in the game of life for you to be successful, even when you know failure is going to happen more than success? Well, number one, be true to your circumstances. Don't sugarcoat everything. You know that song, just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down. Okay, I'll stop there. But yes, you know that song, right? Yeah, gotta love Mary Poppins. We look at life, we look at our circumstances, and we're like, oh my gosh, if it was only this, and I can make it better. If you are not real with where you are and what is happening, other mistakes or situations are going to rock you more. You've got to be true to your circumstances. You've got to be real and raw in order to create your now. It's just part of life. It's part of growing up. It's maturity. It's gaining that smile instead of that frown. And are you always going to like the results that you see? Are you always going to like the circumstances that you're in? No, you're not. But it's not about the approval of what is happening, but it's how you handle it. It's not about the approval of what's happening, it's how you handle it. So how are you handling owning your own actions? Are you being true to your circumstances? Are you being honest for where you are? Number two, ownership doesn't mean defeat. Failure isn't the end of the world. I know sometimes it feels like it. I get it. I fail so much, it's ridiculous. But I do my best not to look at it as failure. I used to. And I would lay in bed at night and I would sit there and replay situations and circumstances. And how could I have done this differently? How could I have done this better? And then I'm thinking, I did everything that I should have done. I just wasn't in 100% control. I'm only in 100% control of whom? Myself. So ownership of what's happening when it's to your actions and your reasons doesn't mean defeat. It's just a hiccup in your journey of discovery. If you fall short or there's a failure, you still have the opportunity to do what? Take one more step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Your miles of greatness. But that's only going to come when you own up to your own actions, when you own your own reasons for why you're doing what you're doing. And in all reality, it's not necessarily about right or wrong. It's more about ownership and understanding where it's coming from. Because when you acknowledge that, then what? It broadens the horizon. It allows doors to open and you to understand more fully what is really happening. And finally, number three, redirect your actions. Take aim. Action ignites motivation. The cool thing about living life is you can make changes midway. You don't have to wait to the very end and everything to blow up in your face and it not to work out. You can do it and pivot from one action to the next, from one reason to the next. You can change your thought pattern. You can change what you're going to do, how you're going to handle a situation, how you respond to it, not how you react to it. But you have to be willing to redirect. And it's not a harsh redirection. It's doing it in a way that you respond accordingly. Now, some of us only can respond with hard knocks. And I get it. But others of us need that extra pat and loving care. You know yourself best. So when you're in that circumstance and you're like, gosh, darn it, I just want something to happen differently, then redirect your actions. You control you, nothing else, nobody else but you. So do something about it. Take aim. Action ignites motivation. Make those pivots in your life that you need to when you need to. Be a little bit more on the daring side. And know that God's got you. You know, life is a journey of discovery. Get your heart, mind, body, and spirit ready for adventure every day. You know, we have moved so many times in my lifetime. And I look at my children, they've moved a ton too in their lifetime. But I look at all of my moves from my birth, even at conception, I've been all over. And I think about all the areas I've lived, all the different houses or apartments or duplexes we've lived in, how many different churches we've attended, how many different communities I got to know, big cities, little baby rural towns that if you blink, you don't even know anybody lived there. And it's amazing how each one has played an important part in my life. But in that, every single time we moved, it wasn't about, oh, the drudgery of having to go move and I've got to pack all this stuff up and I've got to leave my friends, right? That's me when I'm young growing up. And then I'm older and I'm like, I've got to take care of all these children and contact everybody and I got to make new friends as an adult, right? We still, it doesn't matter our age, we're still going through the same crazy stuff. But I always chose to look at it as an adventure, a journey of discovery. When you have that mindset, when you understand that it's not about always being right or wrong, it's not about black or white, it's not about trying to do everything right the first time. Perfection is not the answer. But it's about looking at life as an adventure and it being a journey of discovery, an opportunity for you to learn, an opportunity for you to lead, an opportunity for you to love, an opportunity for you to live. A rainbow of challenges is a blessing, all in your life's journey of discovery. So go out today. Put a smile on your face and in your heart. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.